Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, August 9th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 33%. That's the expected drop in NVIDIA's revenue from gaming this year versus the year before. It's around a $1 billion decline. The info comes as part of NVIDIA's preliminary second quarter results that it released Monday. The company's revenue for the second quarter is projected to come in around $6.7 billion. That's far short of the $8.1 billion that was expected. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang blamed the shortfall on economic conditions, noting that gaming revenue dropped off as the second quarter progressed. Analysts had previously slashed estimates for the company as demand for graphics cards and personal computers weakened. Barron's had also cautioned investors about the company's fundamentals in April. They cited unsustainable prices and outsized exposure to cryptocurrency mining. One bright spot, though, was the company's data center segment. It saw record revenue of $3.81 billion for the quarter, up 61% from the year before. NVIDIA will report full earnings results on August 24th. Shares ended the day Monday down 6.3%. The next number up is nearly 40%. That's how much Bed Bath & Beyond shares were up Monday, and you could thank the traders who've turned the company into a meme stock. Bed Bath & Beyond was in the midst of a long-needed turnaround when the pandemic struck. While the resulting demand for home goods helped the retailer notch a few good quarters, ultimately, it wasn't enough to turn the stock around. That's even with the involvement from the activist investor and Chewy founder Ryan Cohen. He happens to be the chairman of GameStop's board. Bed Bath's stock is off more than 44% this year. The retailer's CEO left in June, and prices of the company's bonds indicate that investors are worried about its ability to repay its debts. Yet the shares soared last week, jumping by a third on Friday and up 39.8% on Monday. What's going on? Well, there's been a seemingly endless stream of bad news souring sentiment on Wall Street. As a result, some 46% of the shares in Bed Bath are shorted, with institutional investors betting against the stock. That combination of factors is a lot like those of popular meme stocks like GameStop and AMC. Bed Bath won't report results until the end of September, when investors might get more clarity on how sales turn out during the critical back-to-school shopping season. Now that Bed Bath has reached meme stock status, though, there are no guarantees those fundamentals will have anything to do with its stock price. Our last number is $2,000 a year. That's how much Medicare drug costs will be capped according to a provision in the Inflation Reduction Act. The bill, passed by the Senate on Sunday, allows the government to negotiate drug prices for the first time and caps seniors' out-of-pocket drug costs at $2,000 annually, starting in 2025. Also, starting in 2023, drug makers that increase their prices above the rate of inflation would have to pay a fine to the Medicare program. It's part of a broad package that also expands Affordable Care Act subsidies and adds new clean energy tax credits, among other provisions. The bill is headed to the House of Representatives for a vote this coming week, where it's expected to pass. Allowing the government to negotiate directly with pharmaceutical manufacturers is expected to save about $100 billion through 2031. That's according to the Congressional Budget Office. Pharmaceutical companies have argued in the past that cost controls on medication could constrain drug development and pass costs to non-Medicare patients. The bill will likely come as a relief to many seniors, though. According to estimates by the Senior Citizens League, about one quarter of current Part D beneficiaries are at risk of spending $2,000 a year or more on their prescription drugs in 2022. That's more than 16 million people. And that's Numbers by Barron's for August 9th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.